how connected we are to forces beyond what we can, you know, comprehend. And we're learning how we're connected with one, you know, another. You know, and it is this understanding that is going to constitute the life, the strength, and the victory that God will give us. Praise the name of the Lord. Our connection with the heavens and our connection with one another. God wants to so connect us that my pain becomes your pain. And the victory that I get, even in my closet, was so connected that it begins to, you understand, pass across to you. Praise the name of the Lord. And it's not mine anymore. It's ours. Praise the name of the Lord. We also begin to realize that my sin can also impact on you. You know, Jesus said, for their sake, I sanctify myself. He was so closely identified and connected that when Saul was tampering with the church, he said, Saul, what do you think you are doing? Praise the name of the Lord. So I bring greetings from the brethren in Nigeria and from the brethren in Owerri in particular. Praise the name of the Lord. I also bring greetings from my family. It's, you know, I was telling Dora Chuma that, he said, the body of Christ is a mystery. You know, we just met at the Mahomet conference, but we are relating as if we, do you understand? Yeah, and I was telling him, yes, we actually have met. Not in these realms of our consciousness. Praise the name of the Lord. Before this world was created, we are one family. Do you understand the point? And we are just beginning to realize who we are, what we are, as veils and coverings, do you understand, are going away. And the more we realize that, the more, you know, we become one. The things that hitherto have really challenged us will become stepping stones that will take us to where God wants us to be. We begin to realize that all things will really work for good if we love God and if we are the called according to His purpose. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to, you know, share one or two things that the Lord is laying in my heart for the body. You know, as we move around different places, we find out that, you know, the challenges that you are having are the challenges that your brethren are also having. Praise the name of the Lord. And the victories that we are also getting are the victories that your brethren are getting. Praise the name of the Lord. The more we realize that, the more we begin to realize that we are in a time when God is giving a word to the church to wake up. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a waking up that we need to do so that we don't get surprised. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a waking up that we must do so that the things that are coming don't take us by surprise. You find yourself unable to cope with the dimensions of wickedness and darkness and, you know, cunning craftiness and manipulations of the enemy. If we do not come to the place where God wants us to come to, we do not stand a chance. And as we are going to see, the things that are going to come up against us are things, humanly speaking, beyond us. If as a people we have not learned to connect, you know, we read the scripture here. It said that blessed is the man whose strength is in God. Do you understand me, brethren? There is a strength that we are to connect. When Paul said that I want to connect to something. And brethren, look, we need to connect. If we do not, there is no hope. Anybody who does not come to that understanding has not realized what we are up against. He said, this man's strength is in you. You know, and he said, we're passing through the valley of trouble. You know, we live in a time, as we're going to see, when the church has turned the gospel upside down. Problems, situations, and crises, you know, are not properly related to. They are actually, if I understand who I am, where God wants to take me to, situations that I meet are designed to take me one step to another. See, they pass through the valley of Baca. It becomes a well. And we're going to see why.
It was ordained. He said, there are certain things that you were appointed what now? Thereunto. If you are not able to learn to relate to the challenges of this life, you know, the gospel has turned into something. And we are not able to relate to the thing that God is allowing us to pass through. He said, they turn it into a well of water. These ones go from strength to strength. Do you understand? For every situation that they meet increases them, it does not diminish them. Until their destiny is to appear in Zion before God. Praise the name of the Lord. They appear as full-grown, mature sons who have allowed the challenges of life which God has set as, these are, you know, examinations that bring them to a particular destination. If we do not relate to it, we will not make it. Praise the name of the Lord. We will not make it. And I trust that as we look at the scriptures, the Lord will help us to begin to understand. You see, if, you know, the song, the last song, really taught, I have never heard this song before. And for me, it's a privilege. You know, through time, God allows me to encounter certain songs. The first time I hear them, you know, they change my life. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, we are to have a magnificent obsession. The only way you can overcome, you know, when we begin to understand certain realities, you now understand why the law could not help us. Do you understand the point? You see, if you do not see what God is calling you onto, church will not even help you. It will simply be like, don't do this, do this, don't do this. You must see where you are called to. You must see who is calling you. It must be a vision so clear that it has the power to release you.
Hallelujah.
You know, if you're battling with, you know, young people today and old people battle with addiction, internet addiction. Praise the name of the Lord. The time you should read, you know, some people wake up, when they wake up in the morning, the first thing they touch is their phone and their tablet. That's the first thing. And, you know, if you tell that person, don't, you know, spend more time reading your Bible, you've just told him something. He has not. He needs to see something that will captivate him. He needs to see something that will, he said, a magnificent, he becomes so obsessed with it. You know, when I met my wife, I became obsessed. Do you understand? And I'm not joking. People knew that I was obsessed because maybe if she visits me, I will escort her to her house. Then she will start escorting me back. Do you understand? And then when you reach back, I start escorting her. It's okay, let's just meet halfway. Then when you reach halfway, to let her go becomes a problem. Do you understand the point? Time ceases.
Yes.
You see, when you connect and you're praying, you're not looking at your watch. Time, you enter in the way you enter into eternity. You see, until you connect in that way, this whole thing will become, if you're young person, like your father and your mother, they are pushing you. Pushing you, oh, not again today. First, the name of the Lord, you haven't seen anything. And you need to see. I need to see. The more I see, the more I become obsessed. The more I become completely obsessed. Brethren, it is the power of that obsession that draws you on the way. The journey becomes, you know, exciting. Do you understand the point? It is not a drudge. This is where we are. And that's why God has been speaking that the eyes of our inner man must be what now? Must be opened. There are many things vying for our attention. There are new movies coming out every day. What are they doing? They are vying for your what now? Attention. They're vying to occupy somewhere that God has reserved for himself. It's a battle. And in America, the battle is much more subtle. Do you understand? In Nigeria, spiritual things are open. Many years ago, when I was, you know, in Port Harcourt, we went for an outreach. It was a weekend outreach. And it was terrifying. Because, you know, spirits are not hiding. They were coming out. But it was exciting. Because God gave us massive victory. Only for me to get back to my rooms, you know, in the sitting room, I was lying on the couch, and a woman just walked through the wall. Did you hear what I said? walks through the wall. Now, those things are not supposed to happen, right? They happen only in African magic, isn't it? Now, I'm talking about real life. Now, if it were you, what would you do? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is, like I said, there are things about to come that God is trying to equip us. So that this day does not take us what now? Unawares. When we begin to see these things, then God begins to prepare us. Praise the name of the Lord. We are preparing for the good and the bad. So if an angel walks in, you are not afraid. Because, you understand the point? Just the way these spirits will visit, also angels will visit me. Do you understand the point? You are cooking your food, an angel walks through. I say, fear not. Do you understand? And pray, then, because the threshold and the barriers between the two worlds are what now? They are dissolving. We are challenging the status quo, brethren. My sister is sick. Praise the name of the Lord. But we are fighting. You understand the point? The same way you have cancer, you die. And we say, no! Hallelujah! We say, no, in our minds, we are saying, no, this threshold, the boundary lines are being removed. So the church is fighting. And we're going to fight and fight until cancer is no longer a terror unto the church. You look at it and say, where is your sting? That's where we are getting to, brethren. Things are real. And if you don't know, our challenge is all our challenge. If you think it's not true, if you allow this thing to, you know, finish her off, it's coming to you. Don't you understand what I'm saying? It moves to the next person. So the church has to come to somewhere and say, here you what now? Stop! So don't think it's... are you understanding my point? If James dies, then the man will take Peter next. Yes. But the church doesn't say no. Yes. Then you move to John. Yes. So don't say it's yours. You see, believe me, and that's about how God begins to bring the church what now? Together. Praise the name of the Lord. I really pray, brethren, that God will begin to visit us and we begin to expect that visitation. The Lord help us in the name of Jesus Christ. I didn't tell you what I did with the woman. That will be another story later. Praise the name of the Lord. But you can guess. She ran for her life. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 15. Do you have a lectern here? Where I can put this, because I have another Bible. Okay, praise the name of the Lord. And if you don't have, I can, if you have a stand or that's too, I can manage it. If give me a high stool, I'll deal with it. Oh, it's okay, brother. Okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Exodus chapter 15. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to read from verse... okay, let me start from verse 1 of chapter 15. But I'm interested in a particular verse. It says, then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider, or its chariot, has he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host has he cast into the sea. His chosen captains are also sunk into the sea. The flood covers them. They sank in the depths, clad in mail like a stone. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, let me just get to where I want to. Verse 9. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil.
My desire shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this is where we're going to, you know. Sorry? Okay, praise the name of the Lord. I want us to just spend some time and look at this and see, you know, trust the Lord to grant us understanding. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Israel left Egypt, and I'm sure, you know, most of us have been exposed to this word for some time. We begin to understand that Egypt represents me, my soul, in that condition of hell and bondage and darkness. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Okay. Now, let me see. Let me try to. Because these days I've learned not to assume. Praise the name of the Lord. That everybody understands. Amen. You know, so we try to say one or two things. You know, when God created man, the Bible says that he made man in three parts. Now, the first part that he made was the body. Praise the name of the Lord. He molded the body from the dust of the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. That's what the Bible tells us. And the purpose was this body was designed to live where? On this earth. Praise the name of the Lord. The body is designed to live on this earth. It is a vehicle that you and I use to function in this material, physical world. And there is a good reason for that. Because God also intends to live where? On this earth. You understand that? That spirit, that eternal spirit, that has neither beginning nor days nor end of life, wants to dwell on this physical realm. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, having molded man and given him a form, God now went into his own belly and brought something out. Praise the name of the Lord. His own breath. And did what now? Put it into the man. Now, why did he do that? Because he also intends that this same man should also live where? In God, in the heavens. But now, are we together? Yes. Now, this is the man that God is creating. He is designed to live in two worlds at the same what now? Time. That's the man. Now, we read the scripture, it said, my soul longs for thy what now? Thy courts. If you look at Amplified, it said, my soul is homesick. Do you understand that? It said, it's what? Homesick. Do you know what it means? It's your house. Your if you've not been to Nigeria for some time, you begin to feel what now? Homesick. For somewhere that you are used to, you used to live. Whether you knew it or not, you were somewhere. Praise the name of the Lord before you are brought into this realm. Hallelujah. And at this time we are hearing voices and words that are making us what now? Homesick. I want to get into that place. There's something pulling me towards that place. I am tired of this limited to one dimensional world. That's not me.
Yes.
And I should not get comfortable in this realm. I am challenging it. Praise the name of the Lord. I am challenging it. I am challenging this dimension. There's a veil. I am attacking that veil every day. It is my culture, it's my attitude. This is what I am. So, you see, God took his spirit and put in the same man. Now, what happened? When that spirit and the body came together, a third part of man was formed. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this third part of man is a very peculiar creature. That's the man. He said, a man became. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that man has, because he is a fusion of two dimensions, he has the capacity to live in this dimension or the other dimension. He can live in both. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, on the other hand, in a negative sense, they can sometimes decide to be carnal. Sometimes they can decide to be what now? Spiritual. But neither is the life that he was called to live in the two realms at what now? The same time. Now you understand that. You see, they are coming together, the man became a living soul. When they are separated, you know, James said that the body without the spirit is what now? Dead. Praise the name of the Lord. So the body and the spirit must always stay what now? Connected. Now, the body was not designed to die. Something went wrong. We all know that. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what I'm trying to get at, I don't want to digress too much into that today, is that the man is not the body. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. Now, the body is a vehicle to express whatever life dominates the soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Whatever life dominates the soul, that's where the body, you understand, expresses. And the soul uses this body to express itself in this natural, and uses the spirit to express itself where? In this other reality. The purpose was that the soul will, through the spirit, possess the life of the heavens, draw it, connect to it, lay hold upon it, and then express it through the body, so that the whole world will do what now? Will see that reality. Praise the name of the Lord. That's who we are designed to be. Praise the name of the Lord. So the game is to break through the barriers, because certain barriers were set when man became disloyal. He could not be allowed again to touch that reality, so he was shut down, and he will not be granted access until his loyalty is what now is proved. So all that we go through, God allows us to pass through, is actually a test of our loyalty. Which master will you serve? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this is important for us to understand. When we begin to understand this, is that the gospel that people call prosperity and all that begins to become, you understand, very immature and irrelevant. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let me say this, because this is where I'm going to. You see, just like the body, the body dwells in the dimension of time and what now? And space. It is restricted by time and space. I'm here right now, I'm not in Nigeria. And if I want to go to Nigeria, it will take me some hours, maybe some days, depending, to get there. Because I'm in the dimension of time and space. Now, but my soul is in a different dimension. It does not count, when the Bible says the soul counts in degrees of glory. Are we together? There, it counts in dimensions. Praise the name of the Lord. It is not counting in time and space. It counts in degrees, and in the realm of the spirit, there are various degrees of glory and life. There are various realms of and worlds. Whichever realm the soul finds itself, it begins to adapt to that realm. It draws its life from that realm, and it begins to change form to adapt to that realm. It becomes that realm. So if the soul is in Egypt, the soul becomes Egypt. Praise the name of the Lord. When God says Egypt, it could be you, it could be me. Are we together? Depending on where we are, what now? Dwelling and abiding. So when man sinned, he fell into Egypt. Praise the name of the Lord. He fell into hell. He fell into darkness. He fell into lower realms. And that those were realms of darkness. So the soul became a creature of what now? Of darkness. He loved darkness. It adjusted to darkness. And if you know that if you stay in darkness long enough, light is not a comfortable thing. Hello? Have you been in a dark place for a long time? The first time light touches your eyes, you do what? You cover it. You're more comfortable with it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. So, what I'm trying to say, brethren, is that Egypt represents my soul in a condition of bondage. My mind captive. Do you understand? To darkness. and to the powers of darkness. And since the soul is the engine room, the driving seat, that's the control room. Whoever dominates the soul controls your life. The Lord wants to sit. If you look at Revelation chapter 4, there were four living creatures, and in the center of it there was what now? A throne. Do you understand that? That place is the seat of this whole battle. When you watch your TV, somebody is trying to get access into what now? That place. And get a grip on it. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, we see here that God moved into Egypt. Entered into Egypt and brought out his people. We know the story. Praise the name of the Lord. He paid a price. He made a covenant. And with a strong hand, he brought them out and began to bring them to a process. Now, here, as we're going to see, you know, okay, I didn't read, praise the name of the Lord. Let me read verse 13. He says, thou, in thy mercy, hast led for the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, there's a scripture, there's a verse. It said he will plant them in the mountain. Where is that scripture? Where is that verse? Huh? Okay, praise the name of the Lord. Okay, I jumped that. Okay, it says, thou shalt bring them in. Okay, verse 17. And plant them in the mountain of thy inheritance. In the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell, in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. Praise the name of the Lord. Now Moses, by the Spirit, began to see into the future. When I say future, I'm talking in relation to time. He began to see into the mind and the purpose of God. Why God brought Israel out of Egypt. It was good to come out of Egypt. Praise the name of the Lord. It was good. It was important. It was wonderful. But there were two issues. One was that they had not entered into the place where God had what now prepared for them. He said, you will bring them out. You will bring them in. And you will what now? Plant them. You know what it means to plant? You put something, you root it, you grind it, you establish it. It becomes settled in that place. And he says, it's in this mountain. God was giving us an insight into his thoughts and his plan for us. Praise the name of the Lord. The life that he wants us to live, it's a life rooted and grounded in the realm of the Spirit. It is this place that is called Mount Zion. It is this place that is called heavenly places. It is this place that is called in what now? Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a place where God wants to take my soul to. And establish it so that that realm becomes my life permanently.
Yeah.
This is my destination. This is your destination. You know, the average Christian believes that God saves us so that when we die, we go to heaven, isn't it? That is a basic teaching that we all grew up with. Well, you don't have to die. Praise the name of the Lord. You simply don't have to die. That is what God is saying to us when? Now. Praise the name of the Lord. What happened to man when he sinned? God simply took a veil and did what now? And screamed you out. Praise the name of the Lord. This veil is upon our world now. And I'm sure you understand the scripture I'm talking about. He put a covering upon your face. And that word was what now? Screamed out. It was an act of mourning. When Absalom, you know, died, David took a veil and covered his face, and he was mourning for his son Absalom. Praise the name of the Lord. Now there is this covering. This is what the Lord wants to destroy. He said, on this mountain, as we cover this mountain, the Lord will do what now? Break through that veil. Destroy this veil. Destroy the coverings. Destroy the dumbness and the blindness. He said that their foolish hearts became what now? Darkened. Their minds were blinded. And brethren, I tell you something. God is by his word and by his Spirit taking away this world now. Let me tell you what will happen. When these things are taken away, when I say Bolari, so that's your name now. I got it. Praise the name of the Lord. Right now, I don't recognize him very well. That's how we can call it. Do you understand me? I don't recognize him very well.
You know, the Bible said that nobody ever does what now? His flesh. How does the Bible say it now? But nourisheth and what now? Cherisheth it. Do you understand it, Paul? If I am beating my flesh, then I have demons inside me. Did you notice that? The man who was bruising himself, is a sign of madness. When I'm contending with my sister, something is wrong with what now? With me. I don't know if you're following what I'm saying, brethren. Yes! You see anybody taking stone and bruising himself, that man is mad. Many years ago, the Lord gave me a word. I preached the man of Gadarenes. And these days, I'm feeling that we need to go back to it again. You know, recently I shared that word in London, and some brothers said, "Are you saying that we are mad?" I said, "Yes. There is a lunatic spirit in us. Praise the name of the Lord." Oh, that's true. Have you ever walked into a shop before? You were not planning to buy something. By the time you came out, you were carrying five bags. Has it happened to you before? Okay, sorry. You are not mad. Praise the name of the Lord. There is something inside a man. It carries him into the fire this time. Next time, throws him into water. There are things within us that manipulate us and control us. And God wants to judge them. Let me not forget what I was saying. You see, when you see a man bruising himself, he does not know that that is his body. Do you understand the point? He is the truth. But that time, as the veil is taken away, I will see you. You know, Joseph stood with his brethren. They didn't know him. Do you understand the point? They were feasting with him. They should have known that something was wrong. When the man took food, set them from the Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Joseph, Asher, Joseph, Benjamin. They were looking at each other and wondering what is going on here. Praise the name of the Lord. Then suddenly the Benjamin's mess food was five times bigger than the others. Something should have been occurring to them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, until Joseph said, "Get everybody out." Praise the name of the Lord. And he said, "I am Joseph." They saw him, but they did not recognize him because their eyes were covered. Praise the name of the Lord. We will recognize one another. We will see and know the way we are known. There is a way that God knows my brother. And I must know him what now? That way. Praise the name of the Lord. So as the let me tell you, if the veil is being taken away, we will know. Because I will be seeing you much more clearly. I will be seeing the reality that is you, not this covering. Do you understand it, Paul? I will be seeing the Christ that is developing and growing inside you. Something will definitely happen. It doesn't come by, you know, natural means. It simply comes as he said that when the soul shall turn to the Lord. It is this song we are singing, that magnificent obsession. Praise the name of the Lord. When you begin to become obsessed, you see, anything you become obsessed with, you begin to become like that thing. It's a law. You understand? Anything that begins to occupy you, you begin to transform into the image of what you are looking at. And that's why the enemy has been throwing up all kinds of movies, all kinds of things, the things you don't want to see is coming out. And the young people are obsessed by it. And then you keep wondering why their character, their personality, you understand, is changing. Why there's so much violence coming out. Not when violence come out. When violence is what now? Being injected. Praise the name of the Lord, brethren. Now, the truth is that the Lord planned. Moses saw something tremendous. That God planned to take them and not leave them in Egypt. Not leave them in the wilderness. But bring them into this mountain and do what now? And plant them. He said, "You will make your dwelling there." And that's why it says, upon Mount Zion. The people of Jacob shall what now? Possess their... There are things reserved, but they are kept in Zion. Peter said that they are reserved in heavenly places. Do you understand the point? And I need to go up. It is reserved for those who will make the journey. Praise the name of the Lord. He said those who have set their hearts on a pilgrimage.
He said, blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose hearts are the way to what now? To Zion. Some translations say, who have set their hearts on a pilgrimage. Now, the mind must be set without distraction. Praise the name of the Lord. The more the heart is set, the more other things. He said, all things become shadows. Brilliant in the light. Without the light, because he said, it is in your light that we see light. Reality is dawning upon us because we are focusing on Jesus, who is the light of the world. He said, if any man walk in me, he will not walk in darkness. Praise the name of the Lord. And as we walk in this light, other things become what now? Shadows. The scholar said, look, I have food that you don't know of. Don't distract me. Praise the name of the Lord. But there is hope for us. I want to bring a word of encouragement to us. You know, when Jacob married, what Jacob saw was Rachel. How many people remember that? That was the woman he met at the well. That was the woman he saw and he fell in love with. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a bride that the Lord has seen. You don't know when he saw her. Praise the name of the Lord. And he says, this is the woman I want to marry. Unfortunately, when he woke up, he saw another woman. Praise the name of the Lord. It was a big shock. Just like it is today, that the church that is not the woman that he saw. But you see, the curious thing is that he remained committed. He didn't throw the first one out. Do you understand the point? He didn't throw her out. He kept her. Because she served the purpose. She gave him some sons too. Praise the name of the Lord. But he kept walking until he got the one that what now he wanted. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, I do believe that the church, if we consistently stick with the head, will become the bride that the Lord is looking for. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And you see, it's an encouragement to us. And as we, you see, even when Jacob continued, we're going to look at the story of Jacob. When he continued, you see, the first wife, Leah, was dropping children like, you understand, every year, one. In fact, every 9 months, you understand, one child. Every 9 months, one child. You know, and the real beloved was beginning to feel disturbed. I don't know if you feel disturbed. Yeah, I do. Praise the name of the Lord. Sincerely, I look at some of the things happening in the churches, you know, and I'm disturbed. You know, some people think that the manifestations, a number of them are real. Are you understanding me? They are real. And they are serving a purpose. And it's continuing because you are not ready yet. Praise the name. Do you know that the day Rachel conceived, the Bible said, and God remembered Rachel. It means there was also a timing to it. The day Rachel took him, Leah will never have children again. It was all over for her. I don't know if you follow what I'm trying to say. You see, this thing that we call church will cease to be relevant the day you step up. We will not be discussing it anymore. It is all over for Leah the day Rachel did what now? Conceived. And brethren, this is God's plan and program for you and me. Praise the name of the Lord. So we see that God planned to bring Israel into a place in Him where they will possess all things that pertain to life and what now? And godliness. Where will they possess all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? Where they will touch things that ear has not heard. Oh hallelujah, I have not seen. Now that the Spirit of God, this is the natural mind cannot connect to it. It is too high. Sometimes when we talk about the new man that is coming, even natural Christians, born again Christians, feel very frightened. Are we together, brethren? Yes, they feel very frightened at the things we are talking about. But this is the man that God wants to bring forth. And take the revelation of the Spirit to get a grip. And then that is what makes you decide to deny yourself in this life. Without that revelation, you know, you will not have the motivation to say no to ungodliness. You see that the grace of God that bringeth salvation has been revealed to us.
We are seeing that there is a power that is within me that can bring me out of sin. Do you understand that? Bring me out of carnality. Bring me out of all kinds of addictions and bondages and things. And begin to bring me into the dimension where God wants me to walk. These things are real.
Yes.
I have somebody in the world who is a pastor. He's an apostle in one of the Pentecostal churches. He went on a fast. The Lord spoke to him and said, come, let's go on a journey. And he went on a fast for 10 years. Now, I'm not joking. 3 years. When he came out, this young man, the young man, maybe about 50, if he's old, you know, 48, 49. You see, hallelujah. Now, what I'm trying to say, these things challenge me. They challenge me because I know that it is Pentecost was ordained by God to be a sample. It's not the real thing. It is evidence God wants to show to you and me that this thing I'm talking about is very real. It is not the place. I don't need to understand me, brethren. It is simply the people that went into the land of promise and came back with some fruit. Evidence of, you understand, what is in that land. So that's all you see in this environment. They are proof that what God is giving us is not cunningly devised fables. So, this is what I must know. Praise the name of the Lord. So, when you call somebody, that's if he makes a call now to Larry. He says, Larry, you are in fellowship, huh? But Chima is with you here. Ezekiel is behind you. You understand? Please, could you step into this toilet here and describe the toilet? I need to talk with you. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's calling you from Lagos. He's calling you from Lagos. The veil, what I'm telling you is, I'm talking about my personal knowledge of. One day he was in stress, the branch in Ovary. He finished that day and he took off to South Africa. And when he got to South Africa, President Zuma keeps chasing him from place to place because he has problems. Anyway, he was in South Africa. That evening, a lady who attended church that day came back to the house and her daughter, baby girl of about 3 years, died. So the woman, you know, carried the child and started rushing back to the church that in the evening, only to be informed that the man had taken off to South Africa. Praise the name of the Lord. She did. Okay, this didn't happen. I think it will happen the next day. So she came. She was dumbfounded. She said, I need to get at him. And funny enough, one of her neighbors is a Jehovah's Witness person. And that one said, you understand, I need to see this one. You know, they believe that the era of miracles are over. So she came. So when they got there, and the pastor there, who is a friend of mine, saw her desperate the world, so he put a call to South Africa. Before he could say hello, Obinna told him, said, let her take that child and place him on the seat where I sat on Sunday. Now, the problem was now to find out where he sat on a Sunday. Because he's a very simple guy, he doesn't do all this, high throne that, so they had to look for one of the ushers. Eventually they located the seat and they took the child and put on that seat. 5 minutes the child was crying. 5 minutes the child was crying. No prayer, nothing. So the Jehovah Witness person, nobody need to preach to her. She fell on the ground. Are you understanding me? Now, this is just a sample, a foretaste, a glimpse of what God wants to get you into. And then we are here, obsessed with, things that have no relevance to eternity. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, brethren, I don't know if I can get into this message tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. It's about we just flow as the Spirit helps us. Amen. Maybe God wants to prime us and get us ready. You see, now
The Pentecost is about the cause of the first fruits. Paul said in Romans chapter 8 that we who have the first fruits of the Spirit. Do you understand that? The first fruit, the initial, you know, evidence. This is that God gave you to show you that He's not joking. If I want to sell you a bale of material, it's in the warehouse. I cut a sample and say, touch it, feel it. It is what now? Real. I have it. I'm not joking. I'm not pretending. Do you understand that? So the things that we're seeing, everything I've seen so far in your Christian life, is merely a foretaste of an eternal reality. And brethren, you see, we need to touch it. A lot of brethren who profess end time have not even experienced Pentecost. They have not experienced Pentecost. And that's why, you know, sometimes we talk about these high things and our lives are not showing any evidence that we are actually believing what we are talking about. So they say, those Babylon people, those you know, Pentecostals, do this. I say, don't be a Pentecostal if you have not touched Pentecost. You understand? Pentecost gives you a reality. It gives you a grip. It gives you a basis. It gives you a foundation. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. What will you do if a spirit walks into your room? How would you react? Would you run for your life or would you stand? Praise the name of the Lord. I wish I could tell you a story. Many years ago, I don't know why God is going this way. Many years ago, in our fellowship in Wari, one day I was in fellowship, a little girl. I don't know how old she was by that time, maybe 10 years. She came to me, just dropped a... In fact, she wrote a note, say, Uncle, I want to come and spend holidays in your house. Praise the name of the Lord. And so I read it, and at that point in time there were two fellowships that had just come together, you know, and were fellowshipping together. So I didn't know them well. I didn't know them. So I read it, I gave it to my wife. I don't know why, but we took it seriously. And we went home and we prayed about it. I just had a burden to pray. And we prayed, and the Lord said, let her come. And I didn't know her story. So that was just in December. So we went to the camp. When we came back, she now came back to the house. That holidays lasted a year, almost 2 years. So when she came, she got into the family routine. We started sharing the word of God with her and praying with her. Up to a point when she said she wanted to give her life to Christ. I still didn't know anything. So we led her to the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We led her to the Lord. Then, about a couple of nights after that, I had a dream. Now, in that dream, I saw her. You know, my apartment then was a four-bedroom apartment. So, on this side, there was a master bedroom and the visitor's room. This side was the wife's room and the children's room. In that dream, she ran out from the visitor's room. She was running. But physically, she was sleeping in my wife's room that night. So she was running, and the woman was chasing her. So she was shouting the woman's name, auntie, you know, just auntie somebody, auntie somebody. And then I ran out from the room, and then I came between her and the woman, and I began to confront the woman. And then I woke up. So in the morning, I called her. So I said, who is this person? I called the woman's name. She said, Uncle, I haven't done anything. I said, I didn't say you did anything. I said, who is this person? She said, Uncle, who told you her name? I said, who is this person? Then she became still. And, you know, what I found out was that this woman was one of the top notchers in the, you understand? We Africans here now, we understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
In the coven that she belonged to. Okay, the younger was. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, these girls are born in the same land there. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, now she belonged to a coven. Now, what you watch, I don't know whether you watch African Magic.
is a witchcraft coven. Now let me explain that very well.
You know, man is a mysterious creature. In the night, while the body is in the on the bed, the inner part of the person goes to a place by the water, and other so-called, you know, persons like that congregate like that, and then they do all kinds of things. Now, so she said, "I haven't done." I said, "Who is this person?" She now said, "Physically, she lives on their street where they live, and that this woman's daughter and her elder sister, they attend the same school." That was the man she told me at that initial time. Praise God. So we began to minister to her. It was not easy because this young girl was loaded. She was loaded with spirits. But you see, as we began to do that, God began to move on our behalf. These spirits were going out one by one. It was not an easy process because the enemy also came against us. It was at a point in time, you know, she, how would I say it now? She, in her school, because when the battle became hot, the spirits now started taking her things. I'm not joking, in my house, a pot will be on the table like this, and then the pot will disappear and vanish permanently. You won't see it again. Now, I don't know why I'm saying this, but you see, I think that we all need to prepare for a dimension of spiritual warfare. And that means that everyone, including young people, you need to know God for yourself. Because the time you may have a challenge, your father and your mother may not be there. They may not be there. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, you know, I've not talked about this thing for a very long time. So curiously, you know, this is where I'm going. Now, brethren, you see, at a point in time, one day her locker, the entire locker, disappeared in the school. And this, she came back, she told me, I said, "Don't worry, the Lord is in charge." You know, Brother Lucy taught us many years ago that when the devil now begins to fight you at a physical realm, he is at his weakest level. Yeah, and that's true. Let me tell you why. This earth is given to man. And you better know it. It's our territory. Any spirit here is an intruder. They rely on intimidation and fear. Once you are afraid, you have surrendered what now? Your title. So fear not. Any spirit that enters your house is an intruder. He is on very weak grounds, but he's hoping that you don't know your rights. You understand? The earth is given to the sons of men. It's our territory. Anything coming to this place, I have to open the door. Did you know that? God comes to your house. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door, I do what? I knock." Do you understand that? It is the protocol. He set the protocol. He respects it. We need to know that. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want to, I'm distracted, but let me say this. A sister in the fellowship many years ago came to me one day. She said, "But look, there's a strange thing happening in my house. There's a strange being that comes into my house." Now she's, you know, not living with a husband. This thing will come. It's a spirit. It's like a person. When you see it coming, you know it's a form. Real, but the only thing that is not material. Yeah, but you see it comes. And she'll be in the sitting room with her two daughters, and the thing will come, enter. So like this, look at them very disdainfully, and then walk into their bedroom. Now the first time she saw it, she thought it was her imagination. But then the children began to see it too. She, I don't know, she was just not doing anything about it until one day that spirit spoke and called the name of her daughter. Shouted the name. That's when she got frightened. So I asked her, I said, "What have you done about this thing?" She said, "Nothing." I said, "Really? In your own house? That you pay rent? You pay rent? Do you understand what it means that you pay rent in a house? It's a serious matter. Because that money is your sweat. That sweat is your blood. That blood is your life. Do you understand? Once you pay rent in a house, even your landlord cannot come in, he must obtain permission from you.
It was not a sin. I called the elders and let's go there. So we went there and spoke to the spirit. Do you understand? I said, this is a daughter of Abraham. Because if she didn't do anything, once the spirit start talking, next thing the spirit will slap her. And the face will go like this. So we said, this daughter is a daughter of Abraham. She pays rent in this house with her money. Her money is her sweat is her blood is her life. You have no legal right into this place. Don't come again. And the spirit stayed there. Praise the name of the Lord. That is it. So this lady, young girl, you know, then the next day they now saw the locker, missing locker, behind the school by the river. And they told her, she said to her friends, go and get it. So the friends went to carry this locker, and the locker refused to move. Ordinary locker, just like this chair now. Chair is not moving. Three people pulled this new wheel. One of them said, what is in this locker? Is there stone inside it? She opened it, and one very big serpent jumped out of the locker. The whole school went into pandemonium. You see, but the Lord was walking with her. Now, this is somebody that, in the house, when she does something, and I want to spank her, you understand? She put out her hand like this. If you like, flog 1,000 times, he's not touching her. We call it a day. Are you getting my point? I had to ask the Lord. I said, Lord, no, this is my house. Because there was a spirit that was always coming to meet with her. The spirit, that initial time, when I found out, because he shot a spirit husband, so I told the spirit, if I see your leg here again, you will go to Gehenna. So the spirit stopped coming. So she was stuck. So one day the Lord told me, that initial time, I'm jumping on that story, said she's going for a meeting this night. She had gotten born again, but she was still carrying a lot of baggage. So I called her. I said, don't go for that meeting this night. You are no longer part of them. She was looking at me as if she didn't understand what I was saying. Then, in the night, about 2 a.m., the Lord woke me up. So I went to the visitor's room. This young girl was sitting on my bed. There was a basin of water on the floor. Her feet was inside the water, and she was like this, and she was gone. So I had to start tapping her and calling her back from a very far off journey. And when she came to consciousness, I said, I told you not to go for this meeting. You are not part of them. Anyway, you see, God was bringing her step by step. It was a long journey. You know, there are some people who tell you that, once you rebuke a spirit once, you know, that's it. That's theorists. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's theory. There are different kinds of situations. There are some things you have to fight and contend over time. The people who tell you theories have never cast out devil before. You understand the point? They just carry books and they talk. When you have battled with spiritual forces, you know that sometimes you need to persist. There are some battles you need to persist, and you wear out that spirit by your persistence. Yeah. By knowing that, look, you cannot stand before the enemy of the living God. Praise the name of the Lord. Anyway, this young girl was coming back from school. From where the school bus drops her to my house, she passes through a particular school called GTC, Government Trade Center. Because she's big, some of the boys make fun of her. So that day she stopped. There was a particular boy that was her tormentor in chief. That day, I don't know what happened in school, somebody upset her. So the boy came and was, you know, playing around with her. So she just stopped and looked at him. Just like this. Kept looking at him. Then something just carried this boy, shook him up like that, lifted him up and slammed him on the in front of the gate. All the boys there, even the ones who smoke Indian hemp clear from their eyes. Everybody ran. So on that day, if they see her coming 1 mile away, even the most headstrong boy will just put his hand in his pocket and, you know, find his way. Now, why am I saying all those things?
At the end of the day, God helped her. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, and at the point I called her, I said, look, the Lord has brought you to this point. From this point, the next step is right now, is your choice. From here, if you go left, is your choice. If you go right, it's your choice. But the Lord has brought you to a point. Now, why am I telling this story? Two things. One, I believe that the church should begin to prepare for spiritual encounters. And maybe with time, we're going to see why. Praise the name of the Lord. One of the things God will do is for us to put our houses in what now? In order. This battle is not an individual battle. It's going to be a collective what now? Battle. Praise the name of the Lord. That's one. We need to know where we are and who we are. Because sometimes I find that we've talked a lot of high things and all that. And some basic aspects of spiritual authority, a lot of the people that are part of this vision don't know it. Praise the name of the Lord. Now here, we see that there was somebody, a being was saying in his heart, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will come upon them. My lust shall be satisfied on them. Now, this is where we're going to be looking at. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this is going to be the thrust. Now, I don't know how much time we have. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, you know, so just let me know when to stop. You know, because all we have done so far is just to stir up ourselves. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why I say I don't talk brief. Praise the name of the Lord. I really desire that and want to know that the people have a capacity to hear what God is saying. The reason is very simple. It is this word that you hear now that will determine your tomorrow. You must take this word and you must prove it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You must be sure that this word works. That it is real. Because tomorrow your life will depend on what now? On this reality. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Somebody could put a gun to your head tomorrow. What are you going to do?
Hallelujah.
You have to pray.
Yes.
Do you understand me?
Yes.
And for you to pray, you need to know that this God is real.
Yes.
It's not what you read in the Bible. It is now what now? A reality. This is the purpose of what is committed to you. You take it to go and prove it. God said, prove me now. We have passed the stage of story and theory. Because this guy that says, I will pursue, overtake, he is not joking. Praise the name of the Lord. There is something pursuing us. And we also are pursuing something. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you pursuing anything? Yeah. When you are pursuing an enemy, you are pursuing him so that he will deal with him permanently. He will not rise up again. Don't joke about it. There are things that God has mandated us to judge in my life, in my person. There are appetites, there are, you understand, tendencies and propensities and things. See, if I don't judge them, they will overrun me. I was sharing somewhere, we were talking about giants. When David fought Goliath, how did these giants come about? Genesis chapter 6. You see that the sons of God saw daughters of men. You know, and I was, you know, we could get into the theology. You know, there are different views of what. I said, no. What is the panel? How does this thing relate to me today? And the Lord began to show me, this is a simple thing. You know, he said that the sons of God, let's assume that I am part of the sons of God. I saw the daughters of men. And I want to assume that speaks about Babylon. Do you understand? And they say the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and what now? The pride of life. And I began to desire. You know, the soul has the capacity to, what you set your affection upon, you marry. Isn't it? You join, every union produces fruit. You understand that when the two came together, giants. You see, these are principles. Paul said, all things are lawful.
But not all things are expedient. He said, I will not be brought under what now? The power of anything. Things can grow. Habits. Appetites. Praise the name of the Lord. They can begin to grow. And they can grow to a point where they become more powerful than you. It becomes a giant. These are the things that when these Israelites came into the land, they saw. I'm sure where this land is where now is my soul. They saw giants, they saw situations, and they said, no, it's not possible. But all things are what now? Possible. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's the truth of the matter. But these things are growing. As we're going to see subsequently, they want to overtake me. Praise the name of the Lord. And when they overtake me completely, I come under their power. Praise the name of the Lord. But brethren, I must also press on. I must flee. I must flee beyond the reach of the dragon. And as we're going to see, brethren, there is a conspiracy. And the church must not be unaware of that conspiracy. That something is pursuing you, he wants to overtake you. How can I be overtaken by a thing? You know, somebody said, if a man be overtaken in what now? A fault. Do you understand the point? It's an overtaking. Something overtakes you. And it can overtake you temporarily. It can overtake you what now? Permanently. At the same way, the Lord is also pursuing you. Hallelujah. And I also pursue the Lord. I want to do what now? Lay hold on Him. I want to be overtaken by light and not by darkness. Praise the name of the Lord. So as I round up, you know, I really just pray that our hearts are being primed. Praise the name of the Lord. There are serious things that God wants to say to us. For every nation, there are peculiar challenges. Praise the name of the Lord. The challenges in Nigeria are not the challenges in America. The spirits here hide. Are you getting my point? In Africa, they come at you like this. Here, they, you know, I can tell the brethren, you know, when I see watch CNN and I see 1, 2, 3 people bashing Trump, you know, the Lord has helped me, you know, to see that matter from a very natural perspective. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, as a person, the guy is making his mistakes. Maybe he's a child, a product of this country, one way or the other. But the truth was that that man was what God used to trump a particular agenda. You know, when Clinton, Hillary was, she was campaigning, she said something. Many people did not hear it. She said that, you know, was talking about the vision they have, and she mentioned that deep-seated religious beliefs must give way. They will have to go. She was to finish where the Kankaron had started. And you see, if she had come into power, maybe things would have been much more economically stable, but you guys would have come and endangered the species. You will know what it means to fellowship in hiding. So don't look at it, oh, Trump is making mistake here, Fine. But he bought you guys, you understand, some time. And I pray that the church here will be ready, because it will not last forever. It will last forever. Don't fall asleep in America. When you have a society that's very ordered, things work, the tendency is to do what now? To sleep. May you not fall asleep. Hallelujah. May you be, you know, God give discernment to understand the subtlety of what is at work. Here, the battle is all about values. When you're raising your children, don't raise them up like Americans. Raise them up like Christians. Don't be afraid. You have to be bold to instill values. The system wants to intimidate you. But our God says, be bold, be strong. Praise the name of the Lord. Let them know who they are. The system is powerful. It takes children from their parents.
Are you getting my point? You see, the whole system is to take away your authority as a parent and give it to teachers. Do you understand the point? And give it to, you know, government.
It's not a joke, it's a well-planned agenda. So a young girl wants to do abortion. The law says she can't tell her parents, but she can go and tell her teacher. And then all the new world order, they've pushed themselves into a position. They've moved into the teaching profession. They are working in hospitals. Do you understand? They are places of influence. They put themselves in there to mold minds, to turn humanity the direction they want them to go. That's the fight Trump is having. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's it. And so, brethren, the Lord is waking up the church to fight. Praise the name of the Lord. And to stand. Because the enemy says, I will pursue. They can't get away like that. I will overtake them. Praise the name of the Lord. Let that day not overtake us. So that we are not ready. The battle is set. Where we need to stand, to discern. You know, here you need a lot of discernment. And if your senses have not yet been tuned, do you understand the point? You're going to be seeing things from a natural perspective. I pray that God will make us ready. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe that God wants to do something. And I believe that He is trying to stir us up, to provoke us, to wake us up. Praise the name of the Lord. Because inside each and every one of us, there is greatness. Do you understand the point? There is a dream. This word that God has given to you is like a dream. The kind of dream that Joseph had of glory and dominion. But there's some people that say that dreamer, do you understand? Put him to death. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe that the Lord will help us. We need to look at that and see how we can equip ourselves to be able to stand and fight and realize that the hand of the Lord is working to fulfill His purpose in our lives. God bless you.